Hello, welcome to the Wednesday, December 10th, 2014 edition of the Sands and its Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Of course, we have to talk about Patch Tuesday, and as promised, we got 7 patches from Microsoft, with the first one, MS-1475, being a leftover from November. If you remember, there were 2 patches missing in November. One of them was released about a week late, and then we have now this patch for Microsoft Exchange Server, which was released today. MS-1475. Nothing super critical here. It's essentially a bunch of web application vulnerabilities that are being patched, like cross-site scripting and redirection. Certainly something that you should address, but I wouldn't really call this sort of something emergency critical patch now or whatever. Important is an appropriate rating here from Microsoft. Then we got MS-1480, our standard Internet Explorer cumulative security update. That one is probably the one that you do want to apply first. It is rated as critical by Microsoft and fixes a large number of different vulnerabilities. And then we got the 3 sort of similar bulletins because they all affect different components of Microsoft Office. First, MS-1481 affects Microsoft Word and Office web apps. MS-1482 affects Microsoft Office itself. And then MS-1483 does affect Microsoft Excel. All of these can lead to remote code execution. Microsoft only rated the first one, the Word vulnerability, as critical because it doesn't really require any user interaction. We rated all of them critical for clients and important for servers. Next, MS-1484 sort of continues that theme. It's the Visual Basic scripting engine that is being affected by this vulnerability. Microsoft rated that one as critical. Again, an remote code execution. And finally, we do have MS-1485. That's information disclosure in the Microsoft graphics component, which is only rated as important. By itself, this information disclosure vulnerability doesn't sound all that severe. It does allow, however, the bypass of ASLR, so it could be used to actually make an exploit work against another remote code execution vulnerability. So as I said, start with Internet Explorer and then move on to the Office patches and finally fix this last, the information disclosure vulnerability. I haven't seen any reports of issues so far, but typically it takes us about a day or so to really see users report in significant numbers about any problems with Microsoft patches. Adobe also had, as usual, some bulletins for us today, a total of 2 new bulletins and 1 re-release. They affect the usual suspects like Adobe Flash Player and Adobe Acrobat and Reader. Both of them have a rating of 1, which means that there are already some exploits in the wild. The 3rd one is affecting Cold Fusion, and it is, well, just a denial of service vulnerability. It does affect Cold Fusion 10 and 11. Apple today also released a new update for iOS. However, there is no security content for this update published at this point. So not sure if this is just bug fixes or if it also includes some security fixes. Even in their posting to the security announcement mailing list, the internal Apple mailing list, it only links back to the security page. It does not include, as usual, any CVEs or so that were patched. And I think it was last week that I talked about Google's updated reCAPTCHA and how it focuses less on the user analyzing images, but more on user behavior and additional input. Well, there is now a little bit reverse analysis of the JavaScript that Google uses in order to implement that reCAPTCHA. No big surprise, really. It does implement a lot of the tricks that we have seen in prior spam filters and such, where it does look at plugins the user is using, of course, the user agent, things like screen resolution being reported by the browser, and then simple things like how long does it take to execute the JavaScript, and also other keystrokes, mouse movements and clicks and the like that may not be directly related to actually solving the captcha. Interesting kind of approach, and let's see how it will hold up to spammers. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.